Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Nathaniel.
And we're glad that you could join us for day two of our lesson, The Art of Mime. We talked a lot about mime yesterday. We used our words. We did not mime anything. Well, Carolyn did at the beginning. I think she was a good mime. But we're also going to talk about different kinds of performances right now. What's another kind of cool street performance that you have seen, Carolyn?
Well, I actually saw a break dancing performance when I was waiting at the airport. I was very surprised to see that in the airport lobby, but he was going to a competition and wanted to practice while he was waiting. Nathaniel, have you ever seen a street performance?
Well, when I was in the New York subway, there were four people that came through and sang one of my favorite songs, My Girl. And it was really great. They did it really well. I wish I'd given them some money, but I was so amazed I didn't even think about it.
Oh, man, they were that great. That sounds amazing. Maybe you have seen someone who does a street performance where they just stand there. They have an incredible costume, but they are just standing in a certain pose. And maybe they change a little bit. They move a little bit just when you look away. And then you look back and they have a different pose. That's kind of a fun street performance. There are so many different kinds of street performances. We're going to learn a little bit more about mime today. Let's get started with the first reading of today's lesson.
The Art of Mime. In the mid-1500s, mime became a form of street performance in Italy. Mimes wore masks and acted out comedies. Because masks hid their faces, they could make fun of any aspect of society. Everyone enjoyed these performances, young and old, rich and poor. Mimes also traveled around Europe. Because their art had no words, there was no language barrier. Mime became especially popular in France. French performers created famous mime characters like Perrault and Bip. These characters helped shape today's mime.
Hello, listeners. This is your word, Lady Ellen. Today, we are on day two of our article about miming. We'll learn about its history and even some ways to do it ourselves. But first, here are your vocabulary words. Performance. Performance is a noun. Leslie gave a wonderful performance last night at church. Barrier. Barrier is a noun. I sense a barrier between you and your boss. Do you get along with him? Facial. Facial is an adjective. We never know when Daniel is joking. He doesn't have any facial expressions. Prop. Prop is a noun. Kyle built all of the props that we used in the play. Your more information words are performer. Performer is a noun. Out of thin air. Out of thin air is an idiom. Illusion. Illusion is a noun. Now, let's begin.
Yesterday, we started to learn a little bit about the history of mime, and we have some more specific information today. The first sentence says, in the mid-1500s, mime became a form of street performance in Italy. Now, earlier, we talked about different examples about street performance, and now we want to look at that word, performance. Performance. Let's look at this word bank word today. Now, I think yesterday we had a similar word. Perform was a word that we talked about yesterday. Performance is what kind of word, Gabe?
Well, it's the act of performing. So it's the noun form of this word. Performance. You can talk about someone's performance, like how they did acting or dancing, Or you can talk about someone's performance in maybe a less artistic way, but maybe someone gave a speech. How was their performance? That means, how did they do? Carolyn, how would you use that word?
Well, you could also talk about someone's performance at work. How well someone does their job is how well they perform at work. Do they have a good work performance or a poor one?
Okay, those are two different ways of using this word performance, but both very useful. Okay, let's move on to the next sentence. What does it say, Carolyn?
Well, it tells us that mimes wore masks and acted out comedies. So, mimes were meant to be funny, and originally they were wearing masks, not face paint.
They wore masks and acted out comedies. Well, this does seem kind of interesting. I know that many performances still use masks or face paint when they act things out. And when you act things out, that means you are bringing a common or everyday scene to life. You're acting it out. You're not just talking about it. You're using your hands and your facial expressions and everything to act it out.
Great. Okay, the next sentence says, because masks hid their faces, they could make fun of any aspect of society. So they had a reason for wearing these masks, so they could make fun of anything they wanted. But we want to talk about this phrase, make fun. What exactly does it mean to make fun of something? Do you usually think that this is a good thing, Carolyn, to make fun of something?
Well, I think it depends on what you're talking about. If you make fun of something, then you kind of joke about it. Maybe you want to make fun of someone that you saw do something that was kind of silly, but it's not good to make fun of people. Maybe you could make fun of an idea. What are some things that you make fun of, Gabe?
Well, I do enjoy making fun of my friends sometimes. Of course, they understand me, and so they know that I'm just joking. And they make fun of me, too. Sometimes they tease me about something. But there might be a decision or some policy that the government puts into play. Some people don't like it, and so they will make fun of the government or make fun of the leader somehow by acting something out, maybe. There are different ways to make fun of these things. How do you use that phrase, Nathaniel?
Well, yes, sometimes we do make fun of our friends, but making fun of others may be harmful also. We want to have a good relationship. We don't want to make fun of other people if they're not going to accept it or take it very well.
Right.
Okay. But of course, back then and now, they are still making fun of different ideas and sometimes the government. And here we see in the next sentence that everyone enjoyed these performances, young and old, rich and poor. So maybe mimes were popular at this time. What does it say next about mimes, Carolyn?
It continues, mimes also traveled around Europe. So they didn't just stay in one place, starting out in Italy. They went all over Europe. So it sounds like they were very popular if they were able to go to other countries.
That's right. We find out because their art had no words, there was no language barrier. And this is great. This is why mime is so amazing and incredible, is because it can communicate to people of many different backgrounds. Let's take a look at that word barrier. It's from our word bank. A barrier is like a block for something. So a language barrier means a block in communication with someone of a different language. Maybe because you speak Chinese, someone speaks English or another language, you can't understand everything they're saying. They can't understand everything you're saying. There is a language barrier. How could you use that word, Nathaniel?
Well, just like language can be a barrier, culture can also be a barrier. But sometimes I think we make it more of a barrier ourselves when it doesn't need to be. What else could be a barrier, Carolyn?
Well, we use this word to mean something that is separated. If there is a barrier, it is separate. So you can also use it referring to physical things, things that you can see and feel. Like, we needed to put up a barrier between my house and my neighbor's house. So we built a fence, or we built a barrier along the street so that it wouldn't be as noisy when cars went by.
That's a kind of barrier. Well, we continue by finding out that mime became especially popular in France, and French performers created famous mime characters like Perrault and Bip, What do we know about these characters?
Well, I think that some of these are pretty well known. I don't really know much about them myself, but I do think that there are some people that are famous for also acting out these characters. The next sentence says, these characters helped shape today's mime. They helped shape today's mime. We want to talk quickly about this use of the word shape here as a bonus today. As a verb, what does this mean, Carolyn?
Well, if you shape something, that means that you form it. You help it to develop, maybe even create it. And you can shape many different things, such as an idea. What other things can you shape, Gabe?
Well, I think about that. I think about how my ideas or my outlook on life was shaped by my parents, by some teachers, by some authors of books that I have read. All these things help to shape the way that I think.
Okay. Great. And now I think it is time to join Michelle in the language lab and see what she has to teach us today.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 首先我们看的是 performance. 我们之前有学过它的动词 perform, 意思是表演。所以 performance 就是指演出。例如 the actor's brilliant performance won him several awards.这位演员优秀的演出让他得到好几座奖项。今天的课文中还提到 performer 这个名词。performer 是指表演者。例如 he's a world-renowned classical music performer. 他是世界闻名的古典音乐的演奏者。继续我们看的是 barrier 这个名词。barrier 在这里是指障碍或阻碍。例如课文中提到的 language barrier 是指语言上的障碍。或者是The couple conquered their age barrier and finally got married. 这对情侣终于征服了年纪差距的障碍，最后终于结婚了。Barrier 也指栅栏或者是关卡。例如 ,the officer checks the papers of everyone who passes the barrier. 警官检查每一个通过关卡的人的证件。
Well, we're learning more about miming today, and we found out in the 1500s that it became a form of street performance in Italy. People would use it to make fun of different aspects of society. And of course, mime breaks many language barriers. Just like maybe you think about Mr. Bean today. He acts silently, and people of all cultures can understand this from this silent actor.He's broken many language barriers, and so have people who like to do mime. We're going to learn a little bit more about mime right now in the second part of our reading for the day.
The Art of Mime. Mime like a pro. Want to try mime? Try communicating only through body language. No talking allowed.Watch people's facial expressions and gestures closely and practice copying them. Create a story to act out. This will be more interesting to your audience. No props? No worries. You can create anything you need out of thin air. The most important thing is to believe your illusion. If you believe it's real, your audience will too.
Well, you too can be a mime. As you see, this section is called Mime Like a Pro. So if you're interested in being a mime, you should pay attention. What does Jo say first, Gabe?
She says, want to try mime? Maybe this interests you. Want to try it? She says, try communicating only through body language. No talking allowed. Shh. No talking allowed.
And next, one of her tips is that you should watch people's facial expressions and gestures closely and practice copying them. Now, we talked about this word gestures before, but there's another word here, facial, that we want to talk about today. It is a key word today in our word bank. So let's talk about this word facial. Now, when you hear the word facial, what should you think of, Carolyn?
Well, you should think of your...face. If something is facial, then it has to do with your face. And we have facial expressions. So if you smile, then you have a happy facial expression. Maybe you are not happy. So you frown. What are some other facial expressions, Gabe?
Well, if you're unhappy, you would frown. If you're angry, you might get really red, and people can tell if you're angry. Maybe you're kind of shy, and you do things with your eyes so that you show that you don't like to talk to people. Those are different facial expressions. Nathaniel, do you enjoy creating different facial expressions?
I do enjoy facial expressions sometimes, but they can go overboard at times, you know. Okay, the next sentence says, create a story to act out. This will be more interesting to your audience. Okay, create something, act it out. You can use facial expressions to do something like this and gestures as well. Okay, and next, what does it say, Carolyn?
Well, it tells us no props, no worries. And props, no props. Props is one of our key words today from our word bank. A prop is something you use to support your performance. So if you're performing something, you might need props to help your audience understand what you're doing. What else might a prop be used for, Gabe?
Well, your prop, I do think of performances as well. And if you are creating a scene of some kind, then it might be helpful to have a prop. So I don't know if you like acting or not, but maybe you can try performing with props, or you can also try just being like a mime, perform without props. We see these couple of sentences, no props, no worries. That's short for you don't have any props. Well, don't worry about it.
That's right, because you can create anything you need out of thin air. You don't have to have it there in your hand. You can act like you have it. Okay, now let's talk to Steve and Ken in the information cloud.
Hi, friends. Did you catch it? An unmistakably Australian phrase written by an unmistakably American author.
Of course, we're talking about no worries, identified as the most common phrase in the Australian vocabulary. No worries means that's all right or no problem. But when an Australian says it, it can mean so much more.
Right. No worries conveys an attitude of friendliness, good humor, and optimism.
No worries sums up the Australian lifestyle so well that many have lobbied for it to be the country's official national motto.
Now, some of you may remember the 1986 Australian movie Crocodile Dundee or the 1990s TV show The Crocodile Hunter. They helped introduce no worries to America.
Then, some say it was during the 2000 Sydney Summer Olympics that no worries became permanently fixed in the American vocabulary.
More and more Australian words and phrases are finding a home in the American vernacular, like good on you, an expression of congratulations, meaning well done.
And the word Barbie. Of course, that's Australian for barbecue.
Outback refers to wild, remote areas.
Now, one of these days, we should have a Barbie in the outback, Ken.
Good idea, mate. 过去这十几年，有不少澳洲的电影和电视影集进军美国，也因此把澳洲的一些俚语引进了美国。就像今天的课文中出现的 no worries， 表示别担心，没问题。美国人呢比较习惯讲 no problem， 但现在美国人也常讲 no worries。除了 no worries， 还有 good on you， 这是一种称赞，也就是 well done 的意思。还有我们知道烤肉是 barbecue， 但是澳洲人的讲法是 barbie。另外 outback 表示偏僻蛮荒的内陆地区，那这个字现在也成为了美语的词汇。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
It is useful to know some of the phrases and special vocabulary used in different countries. So thank you. Moving on in our articles, it says, the most important thing is to believe your illusion. If you believe it's real, your audience will too. So if you believe what you're doing is real, even if you don't have something in your hand and you're just acting it out, your audience will believe it too. Now, we have mentioned this word illusion here. What exactly does that mean quickly, Carolyn?
Well, an illusion is something that is not real, but you think that it is real. You make an illusion. And I think we have some more information here in our review skit, and then we'll see Michelle in the language lab.
Oh, let's see. You've got a shirt with stripes, you've got white gloves, and you're wearing a funny hat. Let's see, what comes to mind? Let me think.
Mime! Mime comes to mind, right?
But mime is the art of acting without using speech.
That's right.
And you're not doing mime because you are talking.
Oops! You're right. But since I'm talking, let me tell you more about mime.
Well, okay. What else do you have to say?
The word mime can mean the performance or the one who performs.
And how did mime begin?
It began as communication. It's one of the earliest forms of self-expressions.
Like using body language to communicate?
Right. It began in ancient Greece. When the Romans conquered Greece, they took mime back to Italy.
Oh, well, what about street performances?
Oh, those began in the mid-1500s in Italy. Because masks hid their faces, mimes could make fun of society.
Oh, I'm sure everybody enjoyed that.
Yes, young and old, rich and poor, mimes also traveled around Europe.
Yeah, why not? No words, no language barriers.
That's right. Mime became especially popular in France, where famous characters helped shape the mime of today.
Oh, I see.
So, what do you think?
Huh? I think you should stop talking.
Okay, 接下来我们来看的是 prop 这个名词。prop 是指道具，例如 the play company does their own props， 这个剧团自己做道具，或者是 the props for this scene are a table, a chair and a vase， 这场戏的道具有一张桌子、一张椅子跟一个花瓶，或者是 the props used in the movie were donated to a fundraising auction， 这部电影所用的道具被捐出来作为募款的拍卖品。所以我们看的是 out of thin air 这个成语。thin air 是指无影无踪或虚无的状态，所以 out of thin air 是指无中生有或者是凭空。例如 the fairy appeared out of thin air in Cinderella's room， 这位仙子突然出现在灰姑娘的房间中，或者是 I can't come up with such a large amount of money out of thin air， 我无法凭空变出这么大笔的钱。 And now back to our lesson。
Well, I'm glad that we talked about mimes today because I've never seen one on the street performing. Carolyn, did you learn anything about mimes today? Oh, she's got the magic gloves of silence on.
Okay. All right, so we have to guess what she's trying to communicate to us.
Yes, okay. We're ready.
Right. Yeah, you're... One time. I saw two...
It's a rabbit. It's not two. It's a rabbit.
That's a rabbit. That's good. No rabbit. No rabbit. A queen. Uh-huh. A queen in her hat.
Prince.
Likes to dress.
Royal.
Okay. This is kind of interesting. Nope.
Beard. Okay. Mustache.
Oh. No. A smiling beard.
Smiling beard.
Yeah. Beards can smile too.
Or frown.
No. A frown?
Oh.
Carolyn, this act of mime is really difficult. What is she trying to say?
Guys, there are different kinds of mimes, different characters. I learned that today.
Oh, okay, I get it. Very nice. Well, you did a very good job. Sorry, we didn't pick up on that. Friends, we've had a lot of fun learning about the art of mime, and we hope to see you next time, right here on Studio Classroom. Goodbye.
Bye.
Adventures of Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain. Tom couldn't find the bottom. He shouted again and again, but the distant shouts were getting farther away. After a few minutes, they had gone altogether. Tom talked hopefully to Becky, but they heard nothing else, and at last they felt their way back to the spring. Time passed slowly, and now, because they were so hungry, painfully. There were some side passages near the spring, and Tom decided to explore them. He had a fishing line in his pocket, about 60 meters. He fastened one end to a rock point beside the spring, and he started along the nearest side passage. Becky said she would wait. She was very weak now and couldn't find the strength to go with him. Tom felt his way along carefully, letting out the fishing line as he went. At the end of about 15 meters, the passage floor ended in a drop. Tom lay down and felt below, and then as far around the corner as he could reach. Nothing. He stretched a little farther to the right, and at that moment, not more than 20 meters away, a hand, holding a handle, appeared from behind a rock. Tom gave a joyful shout, and immediately the hand was followed by the body it belonged to, Injun Joe's. Tom couldn't move. He was very glad when he saw the Spaniard turn quickly and move out of sight as fast as he could.